little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So what, how can we be more useful to patients? I think the first thing is to understand what might be happening. So sometimes the label is, I think, more useful to us than to the people that we're working with. I think they can be useful. I mean, I've been doing a lot of work with TUVE, that time we're Estelle Valley Mental Health Trust, and working with some really good experts by experience, some patients. And they're pretty ambivalent about personality disorders or diagnosis and feel it's very pejorative and very potentially unhelpful. But I think it can be helpful. I think it's got more helpful with the advent of DBT, yeah, dialectical behavior therapy, which is a CBT / psychotherapeutic modality. And it's essentially helping people understand, why do I do what I do? And can I learn new ways of behaving or new ways of thinking that help me understand? And I certainly, recently, I've had one patient who's really motoring in a way that is fabulous. She's done a course at the CMHT and she's just functioning so much better, avoiding the blowouts, avoiding the sort of real downs, avoiding so much self-loathing, and feeling better about herself and just functioning better. And, you know, it may be a honeymoon, and, you know, I've warned her about, you know, it won't always be as good as this, et cetera, et cetera. But she's learned some stuff which has been very helpful in understanding herself. And I think that has helped make it a more, I certainly think emotionally unstable personality difficulties is quite a useful thing to be working with people on. And then I think, really, other than understanding your own emotions, I think the most useful things are consistency and boundaries, and really understanding when you are the agent of change and when you are not. And just getting over the fact that you're not useful all the time. You just aren't. And that's okay. That is really okay. And if people say, you know, I remember doing, there was a marvelous psychiatrist down in London. I think he was called Heinz Wolf, but he got medical students to take on psychotherapy patients for a year, and you were supervised doing it, and you had a patient and you saw them once a week for a year for an hour. Did proper psychotherapy, except you were a complete beginner and, you know, largely probably not very helpful. But it was very interesting and it was very useful. It can be very helpful. And my particular patient, why I mention is because my particular patient, I invested a whole year, and she said at the end of it, you've not really been very helpful to me, have you? And, you know, and that was okay. You know, it was okay. And it's good to know that you are both dangerous and potentially unhelpful. And also that if you are trying hard, it may be that the wrong person is trying. So if you notice that you're really trying hard with someone, it may be that the wrong person is trying. And that may be very helpful. There's an exercise I do that we haven't got time for, and I don't have the equipment. I don't think you
meaning that it's the patient that should be trying rather than another therapist.
Thank you for clarifying. Yeah. So that it's or rather that if people don't understand English and you're in a foreign country, one of the tendencies is to shout. And one of the things that you will do is find yourself metaphorically shouting with patients. And it's worth A, noticing, I'm metaphorically shouting. And B, saying, at the very least, I need to do something different. Okay? Don't go on shouting louder. Okay? So I think that can be helpful.
Yeah,
an exercise. Thank you. An exercise around this is an exercise that I use in motivational interviewing training, which is I give each of you a hat, And the hat is responsibility for change. So, and we do this exercise where you talk with someone else. So I say, Zion, I'm really grateful for your help. And I give you my hat. You have two hats at this point. And you say, okay, Dave, yeah, what can I do for you? Holding on to the hat. Oh, that's a real problem. Okay. Or you say, okay, well, let me ask you, what have you been thinking so far about it? Oh, I've got the hat back on now. And I have to say, well, I don't know. I have no idea what to do. I've given you two hats again. Oh, okay. Well, I better think about it then. Right. I'll ask you lots of questions, and I'm holding onto your hat for grim life. I've got some suggestions as well, holding onto the hat rather than, you know. So at this point, I'm wondering, what have you thought so far? Listening to yourself, what are you thinking now? Hat's back with me. Yeah. And that, I think, is something that's quite helpful to keep metaphorically when you're thinking about patients.
That's very good. And even like with the shared management plan.
Yeah. So if you find yourself writing the whole management plan, owning it all, you know, it's not likely to cut much ice with the patient. Whereas if you say, gosh, what are we going to do about this? Okay. I've got some ideas, but I'm really interested in yours. Then I've got I might have engagement, but I might not. Doctor, I can't help. I can't fix this. You're the only person that understands me. That is a very worrying thing to hear someone say, okay? Do not resist the temptation to go, I know, I am so good. And quietly say, gosh, I wonder about that. It's fine to occasionally pretend to be God, but it's a mistake to think you are.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.